And I think now, and I believe the Supreme Court has agreed, the governor lacks authority to enter into Indian gambling compacts without legislative approval. Although the court did not specifically rule on that. The court said that the governor lacked approval, clearly lacked approval, to do something that was illegal in the state of Florida, like blackjack, and they entered no ruling at all on whether or not the governor had authority to give the Indians Class 3 gambling. It would have been better if they'd entered a more specific ruling.
Speaker Rubio's legal advisor on gambling is University of Florida Law Professor John Miller, a gambling opponent who has consistently said that any compact is subject to state lawmakers' approval.
Well, I think that the Supreme Court upheld the rule of law and did something that shows the separation of powers matters and shows that it's important to follow the Constitution, and that the ultimate resolution of this is with the legislature and with the people.
Less than 2 weeks ago, Florida's first legal blackjack games began at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Unlike some of Governor Chris's critics who object to state-sanctioned gambling, Senator Stephen Geller says he has no problem with Indian gambling. He says he does have a problem with a bad compact.
If the Seminoles have blackjack and pie-gow and all of these other things, they will clearly put the Broward County paramutuals out of business. The Broward paramutuals are paying more than just in Broward, just three of them by themselves. And now the Dade ones are opening up. They clearly they'll put the Broward paramutuals out of business, which if you make $100 million from the Indians but lose once all seven of the paramutuals are open, they should be paying about $250 million. Somebody has to explain to me what the net gain is by making $100 and losing $250.